Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, we bring you information on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. This week, we are going to take a break from that and share with you some thoughts about this very special weekend that we have right here in front of us with on-air personality, nationally known speaker, and best-selling author, J.J. Jasper.
You know, this has been a very important week, starting with Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. On Thursday, the Last Supper, communion, the Passover meal, Good Friday, Golgotha, the old rugged cross, and then the resurrection celebration. And it really is about the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless life. He willingly went to the cross after he was tortured and humiliated. You know the crown of thorns. You know how he was whipped and tortured. And he willingly did that so we could have a relationship with our Maker, with our Creator, that we could be in right relationship with God. We can go to heaven when we die. It's all because of the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on a very personal note, John, when I was growing up, our family was not Christian family per se, and I heard the gospel, but at one point, I realized my need for God, repented of my sins, which just means turn around. You're going away from God. You're living in sin. You're making wrong decisions. I turned around and went toward the cross. I went in the direction of the empty tomb. And if you respond to that, if you realize your need for God, repent of your sins, and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life by faith, your life will be changed. Jesus is a life changer. It's not a myth or a fable or a fairy tale. He really is real. He really is alive. And because of his sinless life, his perfect death, burial, and resurrection, you can have a right relationship with your Maker. You can be in right relationship with your Creator, all because of what Jesus did that we symbolize and recognize on this very important weekend.
JJ, I can hear somebody saying right now, well, I've just done too many things for God to come in and forgive my life and to change my life and to forgive me of my sins.
That's how amazing God's grace is. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter how you've lived, somehow, some way, God can look through the corridor of time and see that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And that's what we do. We agree with God that we're a sinner, that we've made a lot of mistakes. And if we realize our need for God, humble ourselves, repent of our sins, and receive Jesus Christ into our heart and life by faith, you'll be changed. The Bible talks about it being born again in the third chapter of John and other places. He'll give you a new attitude. He'll give you new appetites. John, it happened to me when I was 19 years old, and I haven't gotten over it. I met Jesus. He really is real. It's not a myth. It's not a fable. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's not a creed. It's a person, and you can have a personal relationship with the living Lord Jesus Christ. Not a religion, not a particular denomination, but a person, and his name is Jesus.
You can have that relationship with Jesus right now, this very moment. God's word tells us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. We've all done things that are displeasing to God. God's word tells us that the wages of sin is death. It's the punishment that we have earned for our sins. It's death. But the good news is that God came and he gave us a gift, the gift of eternal life through Jesus our Lord. In fact, God's word says, God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for us. God's word says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. And that's a promise for you today. Surrender your life over to Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley.